Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as we face the issues. I pray that you are encouraged, challenged, enlightened, and motivated by joining the broadcast each day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone call-in number is 831-0917. 831-0917, that telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion together on the issues of the day. Today we're going to be talking about, in fact, it's in question form, should men be in girls' bathrooms? Should men be allowed to go into girls' bathrooms? It's a profound question, but it's a very real issue that we're faced with in Jacksonville. It's an issue that's being faced across the nation, but we don't need it in Jacksonville. But yet we find those within the realm of city council that believes that somehow, some way that should be allowed, that we should just simply remove all barriers and allow the demoralization and the destruction of the morals and ethics and values in our city. Now, as we face the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of my philosophy or any ideological bent of a political division or subdivision. It is not based on some religious denominational dogma with rites, rituals, and rules and regulations. We base the decision, as we face issues on this broadcast every day, on the authority of Scripture. It is absolutely imperative that we realize and recognize that the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, it should be the sole authority for our life and living. What does the Bible say? How do we relate to what the Word of God teaches? How should we respond to it? Should we ignore it? Should we embrace it? Should we inculcate it in our lives? That's what we face the issues for, is to recognize that God has given us an answer in the answer book. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Jesus says that he is truth. And then Jesus identifies it more deliberately, determinedly, and definitively when Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, God's word is truth. What God's word says should be the first, foremost, and final authority for our life and living. It is truth. In fact, it was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And as I've said so many times, if you don't believe that's the case, just watch what's happening in the Washington Beltway. Look at what's happening with some of the governors across our nation today. Those governors that have totally ignored the truth, totally ignored the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and the liberties therein, and they have no interest in what is truth. I go back to the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus. I like what Hus said. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, that's my challenge to you each and every day, is that we as Christians need to be the salt and light in society. And as salt and light, We're going to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that should be your challenge and mine each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about power equipment, lawn care, and landscape equipment, as well as the hurricane preparedness backup equipment, such as the generators and the generation backup. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you have some have asked, well, where is that located? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flag, the American flag, flowing about 165 foot in the air. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you, as you tune into this broadcast today, to dial that number, 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. It's a subject that is very, very, very vital for every resident in Duval County to understand the dangers and what is taking place with our city council today and how we should respond. That question is, should men be allowed in girls' bathrooms? I'd love to hear from you. You think that's okay? Is that moral? Is that ethical? Do you believe that's what God's Word teaches? Are we straying away from the Word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God created male and female, created He them. Very, very clearly stated in the Genesis text. And from the very creation of the world and the creation of man to the very present time, ladies and gentlemen, there's been only two sexes. That's male and female. But across America today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a satanic, demonic push to embrace what is called the LGBTQ agenda. That LGBTQ agenda focuses on that which the Bible responds to as being immoral, ungodly, unholy. And yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, across our nation and even here in our city, where governmental authorities are wanting to legislate immorality, wanting to legislate the morals and the ethics and the values that should be embraced, as they see it, should be embraced by the Christian conservative community in our city. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, as we think about this thing that the LGBTQ calls the gender identity, the gender identity. In fact, they have concluded there's about, the last count I had in the last article that I read on the subject, they've come up to the point where I think they say there's 108 different gender identities. And I won't even try to go through the morass of trying to elucidate some of those for the broadcast today. Simply put, it is contrary to the Word of God. If God's Word says He created Adam and Eve, He didn't create Adam and Steve, Molly and Sally. He created Adam and Eve, male and female, the Scripture says. But there's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, as gender identity. Gender identity says that there's no female and no male. It's fluid. It's the fluidity of sexuality. It's fluid. It's flexible. And today, although you are a biological male or a biological female, ladies and gentlemen, under the gender identity fanciful foolishness, there's a mindset that somehow you may feel feminine today, and therefore you have the right to go into the female bathrooms, the women's bathrooms, the little girls' bathrooms. But ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not biblical, and it ought not to be something that's legislated by the city council. Later, we're going to be talking about today in this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, the new bill that's being pushed, promulgated by the city council. It's City Council Bill 2020-244. It's about a 22-page bill that is made up of nothing more and nothing less than trying to legislate immorality. It's trying to legislate the sexual mores of our city and how we should respond to it as Christians and how we are viewed if we do not embrace it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here, and I believe this should set the stage for our discussion today. It is titled, Face the Facts, : The LGBTQ Movement Wants to Destroy Christianity. Further says, Christians believe the LGBT community movement lie that they seek only Christian love and acceptance. Here's the point. The article is stating, the Christians believe the LGBTQ movement's lie, it is a lie, that they, that's the LGBTQ, seek only love and acceptance. The truth is the LGBTQ movement seeks to bury, B-U-R-Y, bury Christianity, bullying us into silence and extinction. Christians have told me to stop posting my articles about LGBTQ aggression on their Facebook pages. This is the writer of this particular article. Some Christians want to remain neutral on political and cultural issues for business and various other reasons. What concerns me, this writer says in this article, what concerns me is Christians who still do not understand what we are up against, and Christians who have embraced the leftist agenda, believing it's what Jesus would do, end quote. Further, the writer says in this article, it bothers me that Christians allow themselves to be bullied into not speaking biblical truth and common sense in America today. And it's about a 5-page article, but suffice it to say, ladies and gentlemen, the writer is correctly stating this, that the fact of the matter is, and I've studied and researched and reviewed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, perhaps you could even say thousands of articles on the subject down through the years. And may I say to you, there is a movement that is among us today, and it's the LGBTQ agenda. And their philosophy is when you hear them talk and when they publicly speak, they just want love. They just want acceptance. No, they don't. They're wanting to force you and to force me to embrace their immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Let me put this little parenthetical footnote into that statement. May I remind you, we are required by a holy God to love everybody. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to love, approve, or embrace the lifestyle and the sin that you're living in. But yet we find today across America and even in our city where there's a mindset that basically says that if you're a Christian and you do not embrace and approve and celebrate a lifestyle of sin, that you are hating people. And that's simply untrue. But may I remind us today, it is very, very serious because the city council is moving toward ultimate approval. We'll talk about that further. They're moving toward ultimate approval of City Council Bill 2020-244. The ultimate approval is, and the voting and the discussion is taking place sequestered behind closed doors under the fog of COVID-19 that says that they can't come out in the open and general public cannot be present. But we're going to talk about that and why it's illegal, and it ought not to be done. It's against the laws of the state of Florida. And we as the people in our city need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Now, I'm saying this from the standpoint that what we need to understand is the City Council Bill 2020-244 is an open bathroom bill. If you want to know how to designate it, if you want to know how to call it that, how to determine what it is, it's an open bathroom bill, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to go down a whole litany of things that's taking place as a result of what's called the HROs, the human rights ordinances, being promulgated and propagated and legalized in city after city after city across America. As we speak today, teachers and professors are disciplined or even fired if they use the wrong pronoun for a person that, quote, identifies as a female or as a male. For example, if you're a professor, you're a teacher, and there's one in your classroom that happens to be a male, but wears a dress, wears a wig, has grown the hair out, and wants to be viewed as a female, And if you do not recognize that, embrace that term, and relate to that person as a female, and refer to them as a she rather than a he, in today's society, you can be fired, you could be some way disciplined as a professor and a teacher for that thing that you hold so near and dear, which is the reality of the sexuality as God created us. Teachers today, professors, and I've got a sheaf of documents that validate that. I'm trying to just give you the broad brush to get down to the bottom line of what we need to do today in the city of Jacksonville in relationship to what we see taking place. It is the City Council Bill 2020-244 that is now 22 pages, that is now being pushed by the City Council. They've already had subcommittee meetings and committee meetings, and they are pushing it along the route of promulgating it to an ultimate conclusion of a vote. And I'm going to tell you why that's illegal. I'm going to tell you why that's wrong. I'm going to tell you why that cannot and should not be taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Be delighted to have you call in, ask your questions, give your input. I want to know, you the people, the listeners in North Florida, do you approve of this kind of bill? Do you disapprove of it? If so, why? I need to hear from you. I need to know your position on it. I need to understand whether or not you're willing to embrace this kind of movement in our city that will destroy our boys and our girls and our moms and our grandmothers, et cetera, et cetera. Here's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. As long as we sit back and do nothing, it's going to continue to worsen in our city. For example, children as young as 5 and 6 years old are now being groomed to believe that they're not boys and not girls, but they can be whatever sex they desire. Here's an article that says, who? That's the World Health Organization. It says kids under 4 years old should be taught early childhood masturbation. That's the mindset behind even the World Health Organization that's been promulgated in our schools, where schools are teaching raw pornography and calling it sex education. Ladies and gentlemen, we are destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our boys and our girls today when the teachers, the leadership, are instructing them in the immoral lifestyle and telling them that they can be whatever sex or gender they desire. That's from early childhood in our schools today. This article says, set forth by the global health experts as the baseline curriculum standard, educators, the guidelines advocate exposure of public school students in every age group from 4 years old up regarding safe sexual behavior, including homosexuality and gender identity. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've lost our minds when it comes to morals and ethics and values in our nation. I believe that we've gone so far to the left that I wonder if it is possible even to pull it back into the correct position as a people and as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, schools today are allowing boys to use girls' restrooms and shower rooms and bathrooms. In Duval County public schools, as I speak, the policy for the school in Duval County, the superintendent of the Duval County public schools has affirmed this. It's on the website that there can be no discrimination in our school system in Duval County. Boys can enter into the girls' bathroom if they feel that they are feminine, if they, in their gender identity, if at that moment they identify as female, they can go in the girls' shower room, locker rooms, bathrooms. In fact, there's been a conference just a few months back in Tallahassee. Here's an article that says, Conference Tallahassee pointing to the LGBTQ mentality in schools that is drawing criticism. A group called the Freedom Speak Coalition Incorporated, headed by former Florida House Representative Bev Kilmer. We've interviewed Bev on a radio broadcast before. Bev Kilmer is hosting a day-long conference to address how public schools can do more to protect our children from the dangers of the LGBTQ ideology and identity. Let me just pause there for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. If it is something that we feel is important to protect our kids from, why would we want to pass legislation in our city that would worsen the condition and open Pandora's box to destroy our kids, to destroy the moral warp and woof of our families, and for the faith that is held so dear? This article says the Mariana-based group lobbies against the sexualization of comprehensive sex education taught kindergarten through 12th grade and says the students need to be protected from what it calls gender training by lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, queer advocates. Quote, no child should be subjected to the ravages of the drag queen and the LGBTQ mentality in today's classrooms and libraries. The group said in the press release, no child should be forced to think about gender fluidity, much less be told that they one day they can choose the sex that they want to be, end quote. That's where we are. That's basically the moral cloud that is over us all as a nation. And it's antithetical to the Word of God. It's antithetical to the morals and ethics and the values that should be in our homes. And yet it's being pushed in our city for a special HRO human rights ordinance. And I've called it a human reprobate ordinance because in Romans chapter 1 says God's given them over to a reprobate mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ agenda pushing the sodomite drag queen story hour to recruit small children and to groom them into the sodomite lifestyle. It is a sad shame to see this taking place, but yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's taking place across America, but we do not need it in the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, men are being allowed to go into the women's shelters. That is absolutely harmful. There's women's shelters across the nation. Most cities have them. It's for abused women, battered women, that can have a place to go to be safe. Here's an article that says transsexuals and the trans activists now targeting shelters for battered women. Transgendered rights activists have disrupted America's life in a number of ways already. They've demanded girls to be allowed into boys' showers and boys and girls' showers in the schools. Men have marched into women's locker rooms and recreation centers and disrobed and showered. They've insisted that males and females are interchangeable in the U.S. military. Now they're demanding that men be served as a faith-based shelter, that men be served at faith-based shelters that provide retreat for women abused by men. The Equal Rights Commission in Anchorage, Alaska, for example, is claiming that Downtown Hope Center is violating city non-discrimination ordinance. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the center, Downtown Hope Center in Anchorage, Alaska, is operated by Christians. And now the organization is being flooded with demands by city officials that they allow men to go, transgendered men, to go into these shelters, which will disrupt and destroy the intent of the morals and the ethics and the values and biblical teaching that goes on in centers like that in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Well, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. It's Raymond Johnson again, Biblical Concepts Ministries. And it's always
good morning, Brother Raymond.
Delighted
to have you on there with us. Tell our listeners something about you and your organization before we get into the dialogue and discussion. What is Biblical Concepts Ministries, and what do you do, and why are you so vitally interested in issues that we're talking about today?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'd be glad to. So, I've been operating the ministry for about 10 years now, and we're here to our mission statement is to educate, motivate, and activate the body of Christ in civil and community service in order to defend our religious freedoms. So, we offer a lot of free teaching to churches. We usually do several a year, go into a church and teach biblical concepts of civil government. We have a seminar presentation to literally dive into the scripture and see what the Bible says about civil government. We have a whole session on that. And then we also look back at the historic, look at history and how that the church was involved and Christians were involved and then how we can get involved now. So, but actually, more so than the teaching, our ministry's really turned into more of a watchman on the wall ministry here locally with surrounding counties in regards to our religious freedom and these moral issues, just like you're talking about now. The most prevalent issue that the church is facing is this religious freedom issue in regards to the radical LGBT homosexual movement. And of course, we've seen all kinds of outrageous things that you've been discussing in the last couple of months with just a globalist power grab with the virus situation. So that's kind of what we do. And, you know, we're just out here trying to be a watchman on the wall.
Tell us briefly, Brother Raymond, and I believe it's vital for some of our listeners to hear it. Why should Christians be interested in issues like the homosexual movement, the LGBTQ agenda? Why should we be interested in that? And secondly, why should Christians be involved? Well, after all, as you hear many say today, we just need to tell people about Jesus, and God's going to take care of everything else. Is that rational biblically? Is that how a Christian should be?
So absolutely not. Right. So, and you're right. That is the mentality. You know, you hear this, well, the gospel first issue is kind of the big theme of the, you know, the gospel above all is the Southern Baptist theme. And what they like to kind of manipulate with that is, well, we stay out of politics. And well, what is the gospel? I mean, we know that the civil government is one of the three biblical institutions. We know, as I just mentioned, being a watchman on the wall, go back and read Ezekiel chapter 33, I believe it is. You know, we have an obligation to warn the people, warn the church, or warn our friends and family or fellow citizens, you know, about what's going on. And so preaching the gospel, listen, since this virus has started, man, I can witness more to people everywhere I go, whether I go to Walmart or Home Depot or whatever it is, everywhere. If somebody's got a mask on and I can tell them about the end time and the book of Revelation and talk about Jesus is coming back and are you ready? And so this is a great time to do that. But in regards specifically to the bill, this, you know, there's going to be many problems in the last days. And one of these judgments is as you've taught over the years, is this radical homosexual movement. I mean, they are coming for the church. You know, I just read, I'll share this real quick. I'll give you a real example, then we'll talk about how to be involved. I just read an article last week. You can go back to Biblical Concepts Ministries Facebook page. See the Times Union article. It's like a 10-minute read. I mean, that's a pretty long read for the newspaper. Where they are attacking, the Times Union decided to attack a teacher in Duval County Public Schools, and they're basically beating the school system over the head because they haven't done enough yet. They haven't acted yet on this teacher that I guess he was reprimanded for refusing to call a student, talking about a minor, by their chosen transgender pronoun. I forget it was a boy or a girl that was claiming to be the opposite sex. And so it goes on and on for 10 minutes, basically say, how dare this guy? He had been reprimanded, mandated or whatever. I think they moved the student out of his class. But he continued to post truthful biblical convictions on his social media Facebook pages, and they literally went back and got those and quoted them in the article. So, and just demanding that he be fired and he's horrible and he should have to go to training. And so they are literally, the Jacksonville Times Union was advocating doing away with this man's First Amendment rights.
Raymond, hang on there for us just for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back with further conversation on Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.